It's Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Outlooks on the chip shortage, partner growth, and shadow IT. Facebook launches device management platform for SMBs. And FBI had the decryption key for 3 weeks. This is the Business of Tech. IDC is reporting that the semiconductor market should normalize and balance by the middle of next year, and that there could be an overcapacity of chips in 2023. The semiconductor market is expected to grow by 17.3% this year, driven by mobile devices, laptops, servers, automobiles, smart homes, gaming, wearables, and Wi-Fi access points. The analyst notes that consumption remains healthy. IDC also released a Salesforce-sponsored report about the size of the company's impact between now and 2026. Salesforce and the ecosystem that surrounds it will be responsible for the creation of nearly 10 billion new jobs and 1.6 trillion in additional revenue for its partners. And as of 2021, the ecosystem of Salesforce partners delivering cloud services to customers is 5 times as big as Salesforce itself, and will be more than 6 times as big in 2026, the report said. Also in there, we predict that by 2025, the top 50 technology providers will focus 70% of their partner program budget on attracting, retaining, and motivating influencing partners. Meanwhile, a survey of mid-sized companies says they're investing in cloud services first, cybersecurity second. This, per the channel company's mid-sized enterprise summit on Monday. 2021 IT spend will outpace 2020. ManageEngine published their 2021 Digital Readiness Survey, and the vast majority of U.S. IT pros at 81% believe that having remote workers has increased their enterprise's security challenge, according to the press release, and 97% of state-sized companies have taken security actions to safeguard their data due to employees working from home. Virtually all U.S. survey respondents, 96%, said they were planning to stick with remote work for at least the next 2 years. The U.S. excelled in limiting shadow IT based on all app purchases requiring IT approval, according to the release, 10% above the average globally. On the flip side, as the executive summary points out, about 2/3 of North American companies, quote, failed to control which software the workforce is buying and installing. Interestingly, lines of business are now managing more enterprise applications than IT, accounting for 56% of all company app ownership and management, up from 4% year over year, according to a report from Productive. Why do we care? The Salesforce data is why I do a podcast on services. The ecosystem around the company is reported as 5 times as big as the company itself right now. Interpreting this pile of data, the chip shortage goes through mid-2020, making the climate choppy, although services growth within that critical business layer should be pretty strong. Security is still a thing, and dispersion of control continues to relate to IT, and thus why being in that business layer matters. So Facebook launched several new pieces of their portal hardware this week, and that's not the story. The company also launched Portal for Business, which is a device management suite designed for management of the devices across a business. Specifically targeting the SMB, IT admins can manage devices set up by employees who have access to Portal for Business. Quoting further from Channel Pro New Zealand, the platform allows them to deploy and manage the hardware, control work accounts, manage device settings, check device status, and reboot devices remotely, regardless of where the workforce is based. From December, Facebook is also adding support for Microsoft Teams for all Portal devices, in a bid to entice more prospective customers and entire organizations who don't buy into Facebook's core collaboration platform. This also hints at more integrations with third-party services later down the line. The platform already supports Zoom. Why do we care? So Facebook just launched a device management platform. I'd struggle to call this an RMM, but it's a lot more like a Microsoft Endpoint Manager or Google's endpoint management solutions for Chromebooks. Still, their designs on business feel like a hidden story, and as a chunk of SMB IT happens by accident, I'd expect these devices to start just showing up, too. Look, I have several of these portal devices, and I use them for Zoom calls. They're right to see an SMB play here. This is also another avenue for those exploring the work layer for their offerings. The Washington Post is reporting that the FBI had access to a decryption key for the Kaseya attack, which they delayed sharing for 3 weeks. Why? They were trying to launch an operation to disrupt R Evil, but the plan was thwarted by R Evil taking themselves offline. Why do we care? I can offer a perspective here. It's not the FBI's job to protect business nor help them with the recovery. It's the FBI's job to investigate and find criminals and bring them to justice. I've seen some commentary in this story that implies the FBI made a bad call or further hurt those businesses impacted. That's not their job. It's the Federal Bureau of Investigation, not Bureau of Data Recovery. Don't go looking for blame here. The recovery plan is not to have law enforcement help a customer. That's the IT services company's job. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. Screaming, that's not a Facebook RMM. I'd love to hear from you. Dave@MSPradio.com or engage on social. Find you there. Talk to you tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.